4 pounds. That's how much trash, on average, each of us here in the U.S. generates every day. That's a lot of stuff going into landfills. Sweden has a plan, though, to try to reduce its waste. The world's Jason Margolis has our story.
You wear your jeans a lot. Eventually, they start to get a hole. What do? You throw them away and buy a new pair, of course. Everybody knows that. But Sweden's Minister of Financial Markets and Consumer Affairs, Per Borlin, says we need to change that mindset.
Part of that is making it more affordable and economically rational to stop buying and throwing away and instead repairing your goods and using it for a longer time.
Borlin is trying to push people in that direction through tax breaks. He spearheaded a 50% tax cut for Swedes to repair clothes, shoes, and bicycles. This idea, not just discarding stuff, it's not exactly revolutionary.
Clothing used to be repaired.
That's Robert Ross, a sociologist at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. He says not long ago there were tailors and cobblers here in the U.S.
And if you had a tear in a sock, somebody in your family darned the toe of the heel.
Sounds quaint today. But let's say you're Swedish and a zipper breaks, and it costs $20 to repair that. On top of that, you'd also pay a 25% value-added tax, or $5 more. After January 1st, the tax on repairs would be cut in half. Ross thinks this tax cut is a well-intentioned idea, but
I don't think that that's going to make the difference between somebody getting a pair of pants let out or a heel on a shoe.
Okay, fair enough. But the new Swedish law also applies to bigger-ticket household appliances, things like refrigerators and washing machines. If Swedes repair those items, they can take a 50% tax deduction off the cost of the labor. In high-tax Sweden, that can amount to substantial savings. But again, it's all about the bottom line. Consider my ancient lawnmower. Every time I yank the string to start her up once, twice, three times, I just don't know if the lawn is getting cut that day.
Pliers.
Mike Daly teaches repair classes in Indiana for yard tools.
Lawnmowers, chainsaws, snowblowers.
I asked him, when my mower does go kablooey, what should I do? He says hourly rates to fix a lawnmower in Indiana are about $70 to $80 an hour.
So you could be looking at $150 to $170 to repair that lawnmower. Wouldn't be worth it if it's 10 years old and you paid $100 to begin with, unless maybe it had some sentimental value.
It doesn't. But let me throw some numbers at you. Stay with me here. Let's say I have a $500 Craftsman Deluxe mower. Now I hire the Swedish version of Mike Daly at $80 an hour. With the tax break, he'll really only be costing me half that much. Now, if I'm a Swede, I'm probably thinking twice about getting a new mower. That's largely the point of the new Swedish rule, says sociologist Robert Ross. Remember, he thinks the tax break is too insignificant to bother fixing a pair of jeans, but he does think the new law can get Swedes thinking differently about what they buy. More durable items worth keeping and repairing.
Fewer better is better than more cheaper.
Better for the environment and perhaps better for jobs too. Sweden's Consumer Affairs Minister Per Borlin says the new law will put more Swedes to work repairing stuff. But isn't the point of a modern, healthy economy to constantly produce, to buy and sell stuff? Borlin says there are other ways to grow, and it's not helping Sweden's economy when somebody in Stockholm buys a new TV.
Most of the electronic goods that we use are imported. Repairing your goods is quite labor-intense as compared to production. So we believe that if consumption behavior is altered, this can lead to a boost in the employment and the labor market.
Borlin adds that the tax cut for repairs is just one part of a larger strategy to promote sustainable consumption. He says the government's role is to move the needle. So taking care of the planet becomes not just a moral decision, but an economically rational one, too. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.